This weekend, tens of thousands took to the streets in anti-ice demonstrations nationwide. In Minneapolis, braving sub-freezing weather to mark where 37-year-old Renee Nicole Macklin Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent.
Days after the fatal shooting, you can see that hundreds of protesters are still showing up. Minneapolis is a city still on edge. They're saying immigrants are welcome here, demanding answers and a fair investigation.
State investigators say federal officials have denied them access to evidence in the investigation of Good's death.
The current posture is that the investigation is one that the feds want to do without state involvement.
Sources tell CBS News the Department of Homeland Security is planning to send hundreds of additional U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents to the Twin Cities this month, adding to a footprint of roughly 2,400 DHS personnel.